SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The numbers for the nation's 47th president continue to climb. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump will begin the coming week with an approval rating of 51%, according to the latest Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll of likely U.S. voters. The survey released Friday also found 35% strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The president's approval rating has been climbing since reaching a low of 47% on April 8th through 10th. Ken Lorman, Washington.
In deadly storms in mid-America, police say two people near Oklahoma City have died when floodwaters swept them away, and at least one car and several other cars as well. Several people were rescued. A flood watch remains in effect in parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois, and forecasters say more dangerous weather could affect several states throughout the day this Easter Sunday. Also at SRNnews.com, former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says he's not surprised by Harvard's claim the Trump administration's demands for deep changes amount to a, quote, violation of the school's First Amendment freedoms. He says liberals at schools like Harvard have a long history of claiming racism or free speech violations.
To defend the indefensible. And that is... That is, to me, that is what Harvard has done. The thing is that sort of phrase, that's been working for 10, 20, 30 years.
Harvard has rejected demands by the administration that it eliminate DEI policies in hiring and that it screen international applicants who support terrorism or anti-Semitism. Campbell was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Well, America's parents talking about their kids and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 42% of moms and dads with children under the age of 18 pray or read the Bible with them on a regular basis. 34% of parents say they send their youngsters to Sunday school or some other kind of religious education program. And 17% of American moms and dads have placed their kids in Christian schools or are homeschooling them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study finds fewer women cross state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year. One reason, likely the increasing use of abortion pills. The number of abortions in states where they are legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the overall number of women crossing state lines to get them dropped by 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to create the impression of a ceasefire.
President Zelensky says Russian forces continued attacks despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's unilateral declaration of an Easter ceasefire. Mr. Zelensky reported on Sunday 59 shelling incidents, 5 assaults, and multiple drone strikes. He also reiterated Ukraine's offer to extend the truce for 30 days, but the Ukrainian leader stressed his country would respond based on real battlefield conditions.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. An Israeli probe into the killings of 15 Palestinian medics last month in Gaza by Israeli forces says it has found professional failures and a deputy commander will be fired. Israel at first had claimed the medics' vehicles did not have their emergency signals on. More details at SRNnews.com.